All right, 21 past Marin in for Cedar. The booth is filling up with people. I don't know where you've been. Tim, the librarian from the old days, one of the fill-in board ops, famous for being quiet and gentle and nice, but apparently he's still here, and that means he's got to be bitter and hostile and demoralized somehow. That's great, man. It's good you get that edge. You got to learn how to get that edge. I'm looking here at the list of times people or persons or things of the year. The computer was one, so they've copped out before. But look, I want to talk to my buddy. This is a guy we used to talk to a lot. He's out there in California. He does a lot of things. He's a biowave analyst, also a renegade tax accountant, I believe occasionally a freelance yoga instructor. Jeff DiCarlo is on the phone with us. Jeff, how are you?
I'm great, Mark. How are you?
I'm pretty good, man. So the holidays, it's crazy season. A lot of things happening.
Boy.
A lot of shopping. A lot of arguing about which ornaments are right and which things can be in public and not. What's a guy, an activist like yourself, doing for the holidays, for Christmas, Hanukkah? What do you do?
Mark, it's radical. What I'm doing is nothing.
Nothing. You're just... Really? Yeah. Do you have a religious preference? Do you have... did you grow up with anything?
No, well, my dad was a Baptist minister, and my mom was Jewish.
Uh-huh.
And you know, they didn't like each other.
Right.
And I pick and choose from different things.
Right, sure.
And so to answer your question, no.
Okay. So this year you're doing nothing there. I mean, you're not even going to get any members of your family present, a friend, nothing.
Well, listen, Mark, with the world and the state that it's in,
sure.
I mean, we know that your listeners know that, you know, there's so much waste involved with the holidays.
Sure.
I feel the best thing that I can get people is nothing. Like I can give them something special. Like, for instance, I'm giving you a gift right now. Your gift is, it's about the size of smaller than a bread box.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that you, would put on your finger.
Oh, a ring.
Right. Now, I don't really have a ring, but I gave you the gift of imagination, the gift of actively thinking and hoping for something, and it's yours forever because it's in your mind.
It's weird when you said that, Jeff. I put it on my finger. I picture myself putting it on my finger, and for that moment, I felt like a real bond and connection, but now I'm feeling a little ripped off. I feel that you've taken something, you've given it, and you've taken it away. And what do I do with it now? Where does the Christmas happiness come from now?
Well, you could re-gift it. I mean, that's another thing. If you have to give something, if you have family members or people who absolutely will feel, you know, gypped if they didn't receive an actual tangible item, you can re-gift. I mean, now I made a gift basket for my dad because he feels he gets upset when he doesn't get anything.
Sure,
and, you know, instead of a basket, I have a cardboard box, and I have just some things that I think he might find useful. I've got there's a lighter here. Just some keys that I don't know. They've been around for years in this one drawer. I don't know where they are. Oh, I've got some, post-it notes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, I got some Taco Bell sporks.
Yeah.
And these are these things that, you know, it's the thought that counts.
Sure, sure.
Now, certain people feel that giving is the best.
Yeah,
the best thing. And if they absolutely feel that, I understand that.
Right.
And you know, I will accept. I know your listeners are in New York right now.
But wait. So has anyone given you any gifts yet?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. My dad gave me rent money. And my
nice that you're going to give him that box of crap. That's good.
Well, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, Mark.
I hear you. So what are you looking for? What do you need?
Well, right now I could use some arnica gel.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I pulled a groin muscle.
Yeah. Doing what?
I was running for the bus.
Yeah, okay.
Running for the bus.
Yeah.
And I could use some arnica gel. I could use... some bonger balls. You know what those are?
What are those?
It's a self-massager. It's a self-massager.
Oh, that thing that it's got springy thing on it and
uh-huh,
you hit your
uh-huh.
back? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I need I need one of those flag tennis balls that you can, a tennis ball with a flag tied to the end. You can throw it real far to your dog or whatever.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, that's how I stay in shape.
That's good. And I imagine some American Spirits could help.
Absolutely.
And do you need
I've always loved medicinal tobacco. Some spice rum would be great.
All right, we got to go. Do you need a ride anywhere?
Actually, I could use a ride to my P.O. box because I haven't checked in about 4 months.
All right, we'll get that right out to you, Jeff. Thanks for joining us. Great talking to you.
Happy holidays, Mark.
Thank you, man. You too. Jeff DiCarlo out there reporting from his house, his apartment. All right. Look, we got Robert Reich coming up. We're going to talk about whether or not I should sell my house or whether I blew it and what's going on with the economy. And will we ever make anything here again? Marin and Proceder, 27 past.
Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.